From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama has called on lawmakers in both parties to set aside partisanship and work on reinvigorating the job market. He made the comments after discussing his jobs plan with congressional leaders this morning.
I'm confident we can put our economic troubles behind us, but it's going to require some work and cooperation and a seriousness of purpose here in Washington. I hope that as we enter into the holiday season, the leaders that I just met with will feel the same way.
But Republicans appeared unmoved, arguing government should not be spending money it doesn't have to move the economy forward. Earlier today, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner notified Congress he's extending the government's $700 billion TARP program until next October. He said it'll be used to help families facing foreclosure and small businesses. U.S. Central Commander General David Petraeus has told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee the U.S. mission in Afghanistan will probably get more difficult before it gets easier, as it did in Iraq. And he warns progress against the insurgency is likely to take longer. The Transportation Security Administration has placed some of its employees on leave after an airport screening manual was posted online. NPR's Brian Naylor has the story.
The manual included information as to what the setting should be on airport metal and explosives detectors and other sensitive information. That information was supposed to have been redacted, but it was easily readable by savvy computer users. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano told a Senate committee air travelers should not be concerned.
The security of the traveling public has never been put at risk, The document that was posted was an out-of-date document.
Napolitano said the Department of Homeland Security has initiated an internal review to ensure the incident never recurs. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Iran has released three Belgian citizens after detaining them for 2 months, according to Iranian state media. Terry Schultz has details from Brussels.
The Belgian Foreign Ministry does not dispute the report that three Belgian men have been released from Iranian government detention, but it will not comment on the case. Iran's news agency IRNA says the three have been handed over to the Belgian ambassador in Tehran on the order of a federal prosecutor, who was quoted as saying they'd been held for, quote, entering a prohibited area and gathering intelligence. No other information was released about the charges or why they were dropped. Neither were the arrests made public when they took place in October. Five British sailors were released by Tehran last week after being detained November 25th when their yacht accidentally strayed into Iranian waters during a race. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 10 points at 10,275. The Nasdaq is off 6 at 2166. The S&P is down 3. This is NPR. The powerful winter storm that's blanketed much of the upper Midwest with heavy snow is expected to diminish, but the National Weather Service warns conditions could still become extremely dangerous as strong winds gusting over 35 miles an hour combine with blowing snow to create blizzard conditions in Iowa and parts of Wisconsin, Illinois, and Missouri. The World Health Organization says 95% of the global population is not protected by anti-smoking laws, and that has led to an increase in tobacco-related deaths. Larry Miller reports.
The WHO says the message that tobacco is bad for human health is not being sufficiently promoted by governments around the world. The UN Health Agency says at least 5 million people are killed each year by tobacco, which includes 600,000 from passive or secondhand smoking. The WHO says countries with more than 90% of the global population have done nothing to discourage tobacco use, either outlawing it in public places, banning advertising, or imposing prohibitive taxes. However, the WHO reports seven countries did impose comprehensive smoke-free laws last year, which means more than 150 million more people are no longer exposed to the dangers of public smoking. It also says 22 of the world's most populous cities are now smoke-free. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
After a ballot recount, election officials in Atlanta say Kasim Reed will be the city's new mayor. The former state senator beat city councilwoman Mary Norwood by 714 votes. Norwood, who would have been Atlanta's first white mayor in a generation, had requested the recount yesterday. She's due to hold a news conference this hour. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.